Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Blessed Advent to you. It is still the fourth Sunday of Advent, but I am so glad that you are with us as we continue, as we conclude this season of Advent, this season of preparation. We're preparing for what we get to celebrate tonight in worship. And so it is good to see all of you here. Tonight, we will have a 7 o'clock service that includes a children's sermon. We will have an 11 o'clock service. At both of those services, there will be candles. There will be the singing of Silent Night. The lights come down and all of that wonderful stuff. And then we have service again tomorrow morning on Christmas Day at 9:30. Each of those services will be completely different, so you are welcome to come to all of them. Or you can watch us, as some are right now, online. I hope that you will be able to join us as we celebrate our Lord's incarnation at this Christmas time. If you haven't grabbed one, there are still some Christmas decorations for your tree as a gift for being part of us and being here. And so please make sure that you get one of those ornaments for your tree. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them. But we've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship together. So let us continue that worship. Please rise as we join together in our Kyrie. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We join now in our confession for Advent. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord, the Lord is watching the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love.
With him is great power to redeem.
It is God who will redeem us from all our iniquities. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Advent season reminds us that we live in love. Love from God and in anticipation of the ministry of Jesus. The love shown in Jesus' birth. The love shown in his living and serving. The love shown in his dying and rising. O Lord, fill us with love as we remember Jesus' coming and as we await his return. As we light the candle of love, we recall your faithfulness to us all. You are a God who fulfills all promises, and all love comes from you alone. Amen. We join together now in our gathering song, For Unto Us a Child is Born. We sing together.
For unto us a child is born, a son is given. A son is given. For unto us a child is born. A son is given. A son is given. The Messiah. Oh, to see him. To see him.
I am lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love.
Is born, a son is given, a son is given.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you love, live, and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the 7th chapter of 2 Samuel. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in the house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore thus you shall say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be prince over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more, and evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from the 16th chapter of Romans. "Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but now is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Greetings, favored ones. The Lord is with you. It's how people greet you when they see you on the street, right? You know, you're walking up to them and they're saying, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Never, never, not a single person other than me right now. No one has ever done that. Never. How about when you call somebody on the telephone? Do they ever answer, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with thee"? Never. But the truth is, you are all favored one, and the Lord is with you. That greeting that the angel Gabriel gave to Mary, we just heard that in the gospel, that greeting is as true for you as it was for her. It's as true for you as it was for her. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Now think about that. God is with you. And God favors you. God wants to hang out with you. God wants to work with you as you are loving your neighbor, as you're helping around the house, as you're doing things that show care and kindness, that show gentleness to the world around you. Greetings, favored one. That's who you get to be right now. It's who you get to be today and tomorrow and in the days to come. And it's not just because it's almost Christmas. It's because every day God loves each and every one of you all. Greeting, favored one. The Lord is with you now and always. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your coming to be one of us. We thank you for making of us favored ones. Walk beside us and be with us as we try to share your love, O Lord, with all the people we meet. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Have a great morning, favored ones, and may the Lord be with thee. There he goes. Go. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Look around you, if you will. Look at the windows. I can look at those and most of you can't, sorry. Look at the decorations. Look at the woodwork, the organ, the praise team space. Look at the pews. Look at all the people in the pews. It's impressive, isn't it? We are fortunate to get to worship in a space this majestic. Now, personally, I have had the good fortune to worship in cathedrals, also in the largest collegiate chapel in the world at Valparaiso University. There we are. I've worshiped in modern design buildings and in traditional buildings. I've worshiped in large spaces and small spaces, even small spaces that have really big views. I've also had the very distinct privilege of being the first white person in the new church in a Maasai village called Chinduli near Songombele in Tanzania. My bishop was going to show up the next week to dedicate the new church building, but I was the first one there. But I only saw the new building after we had worshiped where the village's congregation had begun its worship life in a stand of trees next to a cow that was trying to find shade from all of the sun. Every one of these spaces I've talked about has been amazing in its very own way. The height of the windows, the fact that it had windows, the cool from the stones around us or from the leaves of the tree trying to surround us. It is the presence of God that makes all of them amazing. And this is what we celebrate today as we come to the end of our season of Advent. In our reading from 2 Samuel today, David is wondering if it is time for him to build a temple. David is speaking with Nathan, who is his advisor, but also God's prophet. Nathan was not only David's advisor, but he was also a prophet of God. And David, in speaking with Nathan, speaks the truth, because David has a palace, and the Ark of the Covenant is in a tent. Now, David wants to give the presence of God a proper space. No more tents, no more stand of trees, no more tiny chapel, no matter the view that the window gives you. No more half-hearted attempts. David thought that it was time for something special. David wanted to build a cathedral built of cedar, decorated with gold and precious jewels. David wanted to build someplace that reflected God's glory. And we all want that same kind of thing. Think of this building we are in. So beautiful that it can take your breath away. We want God to be worshiped in beauty. We want the space to somehow reflect the glory and the wonder of our God. King David wanted it. Pope Leo X wanted it as he began building St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Pastor Swinehart wanted it right here. We want God to know how much we love God by building a remarkable space where we might give thanks and praise and worship. God has other ideas. It's not that God hates our space or the Chapel of the Holy Dove in Arizona or any of the repairs that are being done to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It's just that God doesn't really need that. I have been and done church in a state park on a rock island in the middle of the lake in the Boundary Waters canoe area. I have done worship on a lake shore where fishing boats kept going back and forth. God doesn't need the fancy. God wants our hearts and our lives. God wants us to be His children. And through Nathan, God tells David that a temple is not necessary. Nathan, speaking on behalf of God, tells King David that he is not the one to build God's house. It is God's position that David stands aloof from his people as he lives in his palace. And God wants to be with his people. From the time that Moses made that tabernacle to the very moment in our Bible reading, God has been in the midst of his people, living with them in tents. That's where God belonged, in the midst of the people, so that God can provide comfort and protection, grace and mercy. God says to David that he won't build him a house, but that God, from David's house, from David's descendants, God will make come salvation. And that's the promise we are preparing to celebrate tonight. You see, in our gospel story today, this story continues. King David was not to build a house for God. But now through Gabriel, God tells Mary the most amazing news. She will provide a home for the Savior. Mary will bring God's love to all people. Our gospel story begins with the angel Gabriel coming to Nazareth to speak to Mary. Now, Nazareth was no special place at all. It wasn't even the county seat. It was a hick town. And into that nowhere town of Nazareth lived a girl named Mary. Now, as much as we know about Mary from the Gospels, she was no one important. She was a typical teenage girl waiting for her wedding day. Now, for centuries, the church has tried to make of Mary something special, to convince us all that she deserved to bear Jesus, our Lord. But it just isn't so. Mary is not the human equivalent to a cathedral or even our stained glass. Mary is a girl who is special because God chose her. And for no other reason, into Mary's extremely ordinary life, Gabriel comes with news that will change everything, and not always for the better. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. That's Gabriel's lead. And Mary is favored by God. She has been selected to carry a child, God the Son of God. And she will name him Jesus. Now, Mary knows that this will be difficult. In fact, her question is, how can this be? I'm still a virgin, and I'm waiting for my wedding day. Mary has been anticipating a family and keeping house, but not now and not this way. But Gabriel explains that God will make it happen, that nothing is impossible for God. And Mary accepts that answer and all of the implications that come with it. And then Mary's response is incredible. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Oh, for a faith like that. Mary knew that she was favored only because she knew that God loved her. Mary also knew that her parents were going to be upset, that Joseph was going to be crushed, and that the people around her were going to talk behind their hands and make of her a tramp. But Mary accepted God's plan, and the world is a better place because she did. She truly is a favored one. Not because she's a Rhodes Scholar or a supermodel, but because of God's love for her and for us all. Mary is important in our anticipation of Christmas because it is through Mary that God continues to be among his people. It's no longer tents that are going to work. God has chosen to become one of us. And Mary is the vehicle chosen to make that possible. It is not that she was important that God chose her. It is the fact that God chose her that makes her important. And so today, God sends to us a message. It may not be from the angel Gabriel this time. It may just be from me. But God says to you, to each of you, and to all of you together, greetings, favored ones. God is with us, and God chose to come as us. Through the presence of the Holy Spirit, we too are filled with love so that we might share with neighbors and with all the world around us. God favors us with forgiveness, life, and salvation. We are important, not because we're wonderful all on our own, but because we are loved by God and we get to share that love. We are not cathedrals, but rather we are the place among God's people where God dwells and works, where God cares and loves. God chose to come to us. May that truth carry your love and your lives out into the world. Amen. Please rise as we continue our worship by confessing together our faith using the words we find in the Advent Creed. We believe in one God, who is Father and Creator, maker of all we see and all we don't see, who is ruler of the universe, source of all creation. We believe in one God, who is Jesus Christ, God from God, light from light, true God and true human. He is one with the Creator, the Word made flesh, our Messiah, Savior of all creation. We believe in one God who is Holy Spirit, breath of God moving among us, who is one with the Creator, one with the Christ, our Comforter and our Guide, Mentor of all creation. We believe in God's own church, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. We believe we are called to the communion of saints and receive the forgiveness of sin. We believe in the resurrection of the body and everlasting life. Amen. With hope and expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration. You promised mercy to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Bring your church into thoughtful, caring, and collaborative relationship with those of other faiths. Strengthen our shared values that we work together in caring for your world. Lord, in your mercy. As fields and crops lie dormant, bless them with holy rest. Prepare them to thrive that they provide abundant food in due season. Protect animals who hibernate and provide for all who scavenge for food in the lean season. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. You raise up the lowly and cast down the arrogant. Teach humility to all in positions of authority. Break down systems of oppression. Do not allow wealth, power, or pride to become idols that obscure your call to justice. Lord, in your mercy. God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and your health. We pray for Dawn, Judith, Stephanie, Judy, Paul, Connie, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy. You are pleased to make your home among us. Make our homecomings joyful as we gather with friends, families, and chosen families in celebration. Grant safety to all who travel. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed are you for Mary and all your servants in every generation who lived according to your promise of mercy.
Strengthen us by their example until the revelation of your glory is made known. Lord, in your mercy, listen to these and all our prayers, O God of hosts, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Be people of hope, peace, joy, and love. Let love live in your heart, and share the peace of Christ with all you meet. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share hope with all people. So may that God of hope, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you and be with you all. Amen. Thank you all for being with us this morning. I thought, heck, 80 communions would be plenty. I was wrong. Thank you for being with us. If you were with us online, A, sorry about the camera stuff, but B, we're joyful that you were with us also. I hope you all have a blessed celebration as you go into the world with hope.
Make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.